Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Right, up early this morning on this Tuesday morning because it's a West Ham media day today. So we're going to head down there, try and get some stuff for a Ramble Meets. Andy and I are going to go down there with a couple of the team. Andy's going to pick me up in a minute. And yeah, we're going to go down there. So basically what football clubs tend to do now, particularly in the Premier League, is that they will have media day. So all their sponsors, all the people with the kind of interest or press passes or a vested interest in interviewing players or coaches or whatever it is, they'll condense it down to doing it on sort of one day every so often, so everyone goes down there on the same day. So if you see a load of, in this case, West Ham stuff coming out over the next week or two, it's because they've had their media day. Every club does it every so often, but on like a different day. So yeah, we're going to do that, go down there, see what we can find out, hopefully line up an interview or two with some players, or certainly some people of interest, the top brass and I, and we'll see what we can see. But before I do any of that, I'm going to have a cup of tea, I think. And apologies if you can hear Magnus the cat cleaning himself in the background. He will not do that quietly. Hi,
Right, let's go. Let's find the top brass. It should be parked outside.
Oh. Morning, pal. How you doing?
How are you?
Good, mate.
Good. Hello. Right. Hello. Oh, bloody hell. I'm sick of the sight of them.
I know, right?
How's it going, Chad? You okay?
Yeah, good, mate.
Charlie, have you got enough room back there?
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Chat to me, just have a conversation.
Andy, have you seen any of Breaking Bad?
No, I have not seen much of it. I think I saw the first episode and didn't watch the rest of it. But have you seen there's that thing El Camino?
That's yeah, I just watched it, yeah.
Is it good?
El Camino, yes.
Did you see them sit and sit at each other, like straight on?
That's on record as well, you know.
Exactly.
That goes straight back to the boss, doesn't it, that?
He'll throw some shade at me later, actually.
I'm rolling.
Okay, great.
That voice you heard there was James Sabin, kit manager for West Ham United. I was keen to talk to James to find out what kind of role a kit manager plays at a top club in 2019. It's a really important job and one that is absolutely vital in keeping a club ticking over. I'm always fascinated to hear from people who feel a bit like unsung heroes in such a well-known industry. And James was great to talk to and, of course, very generous with his time. He was also kind enough to take me on a tour of his department at West Ham's training ground as well, so listen out for that. Many thanks to West Ham and our sponsors Betway for making this episode happen. And of course, let me know what you think by getting in touch with me on Insta and Twitter at Luke Aaron Moore. And don't forget to subscribe to Football Ramble Daily, wherever you get your pods, to make sure you never miss an episode. All right, enjoy.
So, James, thank you for joining us. Why don't you tell us a bit about what your job specifically of kit manager entails?
So basically, just to make sure all the first team players, coaching staff, have got everything they need day to day, whether that be training sessions, matches, practice games, anything they can throw at us that we just have to deal with.
Right, so it could be anything?
It could be anything, yeah.
So I think if people were to imagine what a kit manager's job would be, it would just be a case of making sure that the shirts and shorts and everything are lined up for them when they turn up in the dressing room, but there's a lot more to it.
There's a lot more to that than that. It's like the logistics side of things, like of how we travel, how we get there. So I'll use this weekend, for example. So one of my assistants will travel early with all the kit. I'll fly up with the team and the players, once I've got all the boots, trainers after they finish training with them. So then the boots, that when they come in from training, have to be turned around, like washed, all the mud off training, off the training pitches, packed, and then taken with us, get met at the other end. Then we go to the stadium and lay out and ready for the game.
So that, so you guys look after cleaning the boots down, not the
kids? Yeah, no, since I've started here, which was 12 years ago, which I started here 12 years ago, we've always looked, the kit men have always looked after the first team boots.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I think that sort of stopped a long time ago, yeah.
So the YTS, although it's not YTS now, but the academy players, they don't need to look after them?
No, I think some clubs still do it. But
so they wash their own boots, the kids?
The kids look after their own boots. Whether they train, whether they travel, they give them to the kit man to travel with them, but they're in charge of their own footwear.
Okay.
But down to, like I said, Adidas now, so all the Adidas players I've got in here now, which I think is about 11 to 12 of them, they've all changed into different boots for the weekend. So
right, okay.
So that's a case of making sure that everything they need, which I know roughly what they need, is ready so they can wear them in this week, ready for the game on Saturday.
Right, so if you've got players, say, as you say, 11 players in the squad who are looked after by a certain boot manufacturer, and they will get in touch with you with it and say that we've got this new boot we want people to wear.
Where is the reps will contact myself about trying to come into the training ground to look, just to catch up with the players, basically. That might happen, like, say, once every sort of 3 months, 2 months, depending on how quickly they change the boots. Other than that, it'll just be if a player requests a new pair of boots ready for the weekend, just making sure that comes in time, ready for, say, Thursday the latest, so that they can wear them in, break them in for the weekend.
And how do I deliver? Do you just get them, order them, and they come in?
Yeah, they just all get delivered down to here, to the training ground, and we'll sort them out. We've got boot steamers up the top.
What does that involve?
So basically, an hour, 45 minutes before training games, we'll put the players' boots in. Not all players need it or want it, but it's just makes the boot a lot softer, so when they slide their feet in, it's a lot easier for them. Like, a lot of them might have like niggling toe problems or something like that. It just makes it easier for them to get the boot on. And it's just like a kettle, really.
Really?
It's the only way to describe it, yeah. But we'll travel with them home games, away games.
Mm.
So it's just making sure whatever the player.
So you're the prep guy for basically for everything, yeah. For all the players and the coaches?
Yeah, all the coaches, yeah. Make sure all the equipment is ready for training. So, like, obviously, you've seen the phone call. We've just changed over into the new winter ball this week. So it's the first day the boys are using it. So 5 days before the game, get some ready.
So what's the difference between a summer ball and a winter ball?
Well, one's white, one's yellow.
That's
it's
it?
Like, it's just a higher viz.
It's not like a Formula One car tyre.
No. It's not a tyre change.
Yeah.
No, it's just a change of ball.
Yeah.
So that they're ready for the weekend, really.
So you've actually got quite a lot to think about all the
time.
Yeah.
So you try and, like, say if we had a cup game this week and the boys were in training, we'd have changed into the cup ball. So the boys got 2 days of that ball ready so they get the feel of it, because just to get a feel of a different ball and whatnot. The goalkeepers especially, so they can get their, they call it, they get their eye in. So
right, okay.
It's just to get them adjusted to it all.
And do you make yourself kind of available as a go-to guy for all the players and coaches if they need anything at
all? Yeah, if they need anything.
They know to contact you directly?
Yeah, they'll come. If they've got any problems, they'll sort of come in. Like the boys have just been in the gym this morning. Most of them have changed now to go back outside.
Hmm.
Like whether they've sweated a lot in the gym sort of thing. It's just to be there for them, basically.
How many shirts, shorts and socks do you prepare for each player for a match day?
We take four sets of shirts for each player.
Right.
Some might carry a little bit more. That's just depending on if they prefer a long sleeve. Where the players over the year, they couldn't decide if they were one size or another size, so you'd make sure that size was ready along with that size.
Hmm.
So it's each player's preference. So we carry four. So there'll be one for the first half, one for the second half. Then we've got a blood bag, we call it, which sits on the bench with myself if an emergency requires a player as a head injury. And blood gets spilt on the shirt, shorts or the socks. It's just there. 90% of the time, I never have to touch it, but it's just there to, as and when required.
Right, so you call yourself, would you consider yourself to be like an admin king?
No.
Fully organised. How big's your team?
There's three of us. Like, so it's myself and I've got two assistants. I've got my old boss, funny enough, Pete.
Yeah.
He does the laundry, so we all come in at like 1:30, 2:00 this afternoon and make sure everything's turned around, ready for tomorrow. So we'll come in the morning, everything will be washed and dried. We just put it out on each player's and coaching spot on their peg in the changing rooms.
How long have you been doing this job?
This is my 12 years I've been here now.
At West Ham?
At West Ham. I started off in the academy with Tony Carr.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
with Tony Carr, then slowly over the years, got myself promoted and then promoted again. And then I was Pete's assistant for 6 years.
Okay.
So that was been under the Big Sam era.
Yeah.
And then I took over, 2016 was when we first moved into the stadium.
Yeah.
And moved to here.
How much has it changed in the years you've been doing it?
It's changed a lot. It's changed a lot. I would say the players beck and call, but you've got to think of things that you wouldn't initially think of. Like, we carry a hairdryer with us.
Really?
Not just for, like, the players after the game.
Yeah.
Just for if the boots are wet, things like that. Little silly little things, like, I carry hairbands, things like that. I won't tell you who they're for or who they were for, but little things like that you wouldn't think of. Inner soles, we carry inner soles for each player, which we carry a lot of kit. Daily, and then on the away game, you like moving house on an away game,
right?
Because obviously you haven't got the assurance of just running, getting something from your lockup. You've got what you pack is what you take, sort of thing. So,
but back in the day, it would have been, presumably the players would just get chucked a shirt and make that last as long as you can, kind of thing.
Yeah. We got some players that don't tend to swap shirts, but then we've got some that will. Popular players will swap a lot of shirts, but most of them are always good. They always come up to you and they always like feel a bit bad if they swapped a shirt, but
really?
it's part of football now. They get asked a lot now, what with social media and whatnot. It's like this weekend, the shirts are being auctioned from the Everton game.
Right.
So they're going to Children in Need, which was part of Everton's and the club's arrangement. In a couple of weeks' time, we've got the Poppy shirts.
Yeah.
So we're just now prepping the shirts for them.
So you've got to be across all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. We try and plan 2-3 games in advance just to give ourselves a fighting chance.
Especially when
now, after the next international break, we're coming into the busy period of Christmas.
Yeah.
Whereas like normal businesses shut, say like the 20th of December.
Yeah.
I've got to make sure that all my stock of numbers, letters, everything that I can contact from Adidas, Nike, that I've got in well before that, just so it can see me through three or four games.
Yeah.
Because obviously, normal business is shut down.
Yeah, yeah.
And probably don't open until early January. So I've got to make sure that, like, whether that be boots or little things, it's all catered for that period and as well.
Because I wonder if people just think that you get the kit out, you put it out, you wash it, and it's not really a full-time job because...
No, that's what people think. Yeah, that's what people think.
But it's full-on.
It's full-on, yeah, it's full-on. I was in this morning from 6 o'clock, just getting things ready for when they arrive.
And that's every training day, basically?
That's every training day, yeah. Yeah, that's every training day.
I heard a kind of rumour about the type of socks that players like to wear.
Yeah, yeah, there's all different types of socks going around.
Don't they wear different ones on their feet to what they wear on their legs?
As I say, each player's different. Each player's got their own preference and whatnot. Some are low maintenance, some are high maintenance. Mm. We have got these different socks for different players, but it's all knowing what the player likes. I've got 19 lads up there, 20 or 20 odd lads up there that, as long as I know what they like, it's there for them. And also we carry spares just in case someone changes their mind. But yeah, there's all different kinds.
Because you're a details guy then, really.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people would say at the very top level of sport, it's those little details that make the difference.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So you feel like you can really make a contribution doing that?
I feel so, yeah. I feel so. If a player doesn't shout my name on a match day, or especially match day, then I feel like I've done everything right that I could have done to make sure the boys are well prepared.
Yeah.
It's only a small part, but it's a big part on a daily basis, or on a match day basis. Right.
Have you ever had like a big bollock in?
Years ago, but that was quite a funny one, but I won't go into...
Can you tell me the story about saying the names?
As a player who's left now, this is going back a few years ago. Obviously, like, day before a game, we go around, what boots you want. And so I'll sort of lay the boots out, and the boys will come in and change, and then I'll pack them. So it's like that. But I was doing it for a lad called Guy Demel.
Yeah,
he was a really, really good guy.
Yeah.
And I remember he was coming back from injury, and he'd given me his boots, but I never checked them. He'd given me two left feet.
Right.
So we made a little joke out of it, but luckily, obviously, he had spares there.
Yeah.
So it was just like a little funny one. Like, I was like, well, you only lose your left foot to stand on, sort of thing. I had a bit of banter with him, but that's the only thing I can remember. It weren't really a bollocking, it was okay. But no, there's been close shaves where you think...
I remember watching the Man City documentary and the kit guy there. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, 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 Brandon.
Yeah, he's kind of like the...
Yeah.
Not like a mascot, because that sounds like mean, but like he's kind of like a focal point. They kind of get behind him. Do you find yourself in the centre of it a lot?
Yeah, you have a bit of banter with the lads.
Are you there for like a team talk before the game and everything?
We're in the change room from the moment we arrive on the match day.
So you're just seeing as part of it?
And, I'll be in the room when the manager's giving his final instructions and when the captain's saying a bit. So you're just there in the background tidying up.
In case they need you, kind of.
In case they need you. There's always like, as I say, with the boots team, there's always like, a stud that need tightening, or someone, I need another pair of socks. It's things that happen on a match day you can't account for, if that makes sense, because there'll be something that'll be thrown at you last minute.
Yeah, because we see sometimes players changing their boots during the game, don't they?
Yeah.
So you'll be off down the tunnel trying to find them and bring them back again.
Yeah.
Pressure's on,
run it back.
You should wear one of those big coats where you can open up and you've got everything you need in there.
Well, we carry, in the blood bag we have spare stuff in there, like studs, stud keys, cigarette lighters, because players burn in the ends of their laces and things like that.
Tell us a bit about that, why do they do that?
It's just to get they don't like the long lace, so they'll cut it.
So I'll cut
the lace and it'll meet.
So it's not flapping around, basically.
Yeah, just to stop it like flapping around.
Not all the boots have got laces on them now, have they?
No, you've got some that are laceless. I'd say about three or four of the lads up there have got laceless boots. I think that's because they're lazy.
Right, okay, right.
Yeah, but no, it's all down to each player what they prefer on a boot. Like some of them had their boots modified. Like that's when the Adidas guy have come in previously and literally measured the boys' boots and scanned their feet so the boot is...
That's how detailed it is.
Yeah,
like bespoke, almost like it was like a bespoke suit kind of
thing. Yeah, there's three or four lads that have their boots up there detailed.
Where are we actually going? Nowhere.
Do you want me to go to BP?
What about Gospod?
I mean, you could probably get some crisps and sandwiches and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think we want to go much further, do we, really?
Mac further?
There's a Londis there.
Hold on.
Living the dream.
Let me see how much further it is for a cheeseburger.
How much further
it is. Alright. Excuse me, I'm alright.
Abigail's Cafe?
I'll do.
Abigail's Cafe, little bap.
Sausage bap, takeaway.
Right, lovely. Well, I'm gonna fill the car up anyway.
Top banana, alright, we'll head over there. We'll get takeaway though. We can probably walk back anyway.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
After you, mate.
There you go, mate.
I don't know.
I don't know what I want either. I'll have a. Can I have the set 5 breakfast? But can I have scrambled egg?
Set 5 with
scrambled egg.
Scrambled egg, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. I remember also reading something interesting a while back about Wayne Rooney, about how before a game, he would like to have his kit laid out so he could visualise what he's going to be wearing, and so he can go and visualise doing what he's doing. Do you have any kind of requests that players make for that kind of stuff?
No.
Do they want to know what they're going to be wearing or what colour
it
is?
No, I used to have Andre Ayew, when he first come in, like everything, obviously everything on a match day is like you try and make it as pristine as possible. And he used to come in, he used to not wind me up, he used to think, he used to come in off his peg, throw it on the floor.
Right.
You think, why'd you do that? Like,
yeah.
So the next week he comes in and does it again. I'm like, so they were bugging me for about a month. I was like, Andre, why'd you do that? He goes, just so used to doing it. He goes, it's my own little...
It's a superstition.
Yeah, like, just used to put it on the floor. Obviously, they got a seat and then their kits lay behind their seats. So it's all sitting there and he just... Because I just use it like that way. Because I'm sitting down.
Right.
Like, okay.
Disrespectful to a man doing
that. No, but it's just how he is. It's just how he is.
You don't know of any other superstitions that players are?
They've all got their own rituals. I wouldn't say they're superstitions. Like, a couple of them will change after the warm-up completely everything.
Right.
Then at half-time, they'll change completely everything.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. And then you get on the other side of it, you get lads that don't. Once they're in, like, they sort of...
Yeah.
Like you say, like, they won't even change their shirt at half-time. They're like, no, once I'm in...
I think it would be weird to change your shirt at half-time. I'm surprised to see there were so many of them do it.
No, some of them do it. Well, majority of them do it. Some... I'm just trying to think of the starting 11. I think 10 of them will change.
Will they?
Yeah, 10 of them will change.
Will they?
But obviously we're on hand if they don't change. So we've been, always bring it up. We go to, obviously when we used to go to Stoke, when I was in the Premier League, you've got to account for anything that could happen in that 90 minutes of football.
Right.
And I remember going to Stoke, pulling in the car park and it was sunshining.
Yeah.
Then by 10 minutes into the game, you've got snow, house.
Right, so you get, go and get the gloves.
So at half time, you account for everyone changing everything. And we was in China for pre-season. And obviously it was so hot. So even the boys that don't normally change at half time are changing everything because it's just that much sweat on their kit. Sure. So they all want to towel down, they all want to change. And so you've got to account for every sort of situation, really.
Are you responsible for kind of lining up stuff for the hydration and all that kind
of
stuff?
No, we've got sports science boys.
They do that?
Yeah, they'll put it all out. Be fair, obviously when we travel with the van and when we travel abroad, they'll load up equipment-wise what they need. We just have to tell them, say, look, the van is leaving at this time.
Get it in there.
Make sure it's all loaded on. And be fair, it works between across analysts, medical boys, sports scientists. Just make sure everything is on.
Yeah.
What they need for the game is loaded up, ready to go. Then we'll just put it in the changing room for them, and they'll lay it out appropriately.
Yeah. How many pairs of boots does a player go through a season?
A season, quite a lot.
Because I find it curious that they'll change boots so often, because I feel like you get blisters and stuff like that.
A lot of boys do change often. A lot of boys don't. Well, not a lot. I say once someone's comfortable in a boot, like I'll use Nose for example. Once he's comfortable in a boot, he'll sort of stay in that boot for a little while. Whereas
exactly, he's old school.
I wouldn't say that. I think it's just more a comfort thing. Once he's comfortable worn that boot in, he's happy. Whereas you've got other players that can wear a new boot one day, and then a new boot another day. They're all.
Because when I was a kid playing like amateur football, you get a pair of your Copa Mundials, you put them on, you wear them in the bath to mould them to your
feet. Yeah, this is what this boot steamer's for.
Yeah, but you never want to change those boots again because they fit you perfectly.
Well, it's the same as we've got boot stretchers up there as well for obviously widening and lengthening the boots. So
that's brilliant.
Yeah, we try to think of everything that a player might need is counted for.
Talk to me about goalkeepers, because they're different.
Brilliant people.
Yeah.
Brilliant people. Yeah. I've never met a goalkeeper that isn't strange.
Really? Is that right? So that's the old cliche, but that's true then.
No, it's not. It's Lucas Fabianski is one of the best pros I've ever worked with.
Yeah.
Like, going back to match day, he likes a ball on his kit. So when he comes in, his gloves go straight on and he can feel the ball in his hands. It's little things. Like, once you know the player's routine, it's not easy, but you just have to make sure everything is there from like. They will all change, like the goalkeepers especially, they'll warm up in like with like tights on, like the compression tights, all the sort of different types of compression they have. Then they'll change ready for the game. But once Lucas is in the game, he won't change his shirt, but he'll carry his own gloves with him. So when he first joined, I always go to him, like, what gloves do you want me to take for you? He goes, no, I'll take my own gloves.
Right.
So I was like, really? And I've always in the back of my head, well, if he walks out of his hotel room or the fire alarm goes off, he can't get back in. And then obviously they've got to leave to come. So I always put a spare pair in my tin.
Of the same brand?
Of the same brand, yeah. And obviously he has his gloves modified.
How do they modify them?
They just make them, like, it's hard to tell you without visually showing you, but if you've got time at the end, I'll show you. Because Roberto's, they're both sponsored by Adidas, but Roberto's are very thin and long, whereas Lucas are more bulky to suit his
not his
requirements, as to say. But no, he'll carry his own.
And they've all got absolutely massive hands as well.
Lucas's hands are huge.
Massive hands.
Yeah,
right,
but I was gonna say he's brilliant. He's such a nice lad.
Can you show me?
We're going to the boot room and show
you. So you work. So what do you do? Sort of 6 days a week then.
Yeah, 6-7 days.
Bloody hell, it's full on. You don't have no holidays during the season either.
Obviously, it depends on the schedule the manager puts out.
Well, this is amazing.
So this is the boot room.
How many pairs of boots would you say are in here?
Thousands.
Yeah.
It really
smells of boots as well. Yeah. On there.
So every peg is one player.
Right, okay.
So that's Seb's, Felipe's, Manu's, Snoddy's. So going back to the gloves.
Yeah.
So these are Roberto's. They're quite not bulky.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Whereas if we go to Lucas's peg.
They are massive though.
Yeah. Whereas Lucas is compared to Roberto.
Really big. So they come in sizes like boots do?
Yeah. So he's they'll get given a box of gloves which may contain 10, 15.
And the thing about the boots now is they're light, aren't they? They're really light.
These are very light.
Can you buy these commercially?
You can buy them.
But who's are these?
These are Felipe's.
Felipe Anderson's, okay, right, yeah.
So most of the boys in there tend to have boots with personalisation on.
Sure, okay.
So they're Zabbas.
And these are the ones with the socks built in and everything?
Yeah, these are the built-in socks. The same as these ones for Seb.
So why would he wear a pair with these ankle bits on one day?
Right, this is the prototype that Adidas has sent the boys in to try.
Right.
So that's why it's plain black.
playing back.
Yeah.
So it's just a prototype for him to try, which is.
But normally he doesn't wear ones. Oh, he does wear ones with the ankle boots on.
Yeah.
Anderson.
So there. So when I was saying about the modified boots, if you feel that, it's quite stiff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is.
Whereas if you feel, oh no, I'm trying to find a pair that he's got. If you feel that one.
Oh yeah, it's much more loose.
Much more lighter.
What would the difference be for a different type of pitch or? Because the pitch is all the same now, aren't they?
This has come back from. Yama's just come back from injury, so it's a lot lighter on his feet. It's a lot easier for him to.
So you have to bear that in mind as well.
Well, as you say, you have to go to different kind of people to get them resent in for him.
But when you come in here, so you're getting prepped for an away game. Yep. You've got 200 pairs of boots in here.
Yeah.
Do you speak to each player individually and say
individually,
what boots do you want?
Yeah, individually.
And they'll tell you.
Be fair, what helps me out in my job is, say, on a 48 hours before a game, I sort of know what each player's wearing. I've got players, Fabian Balbuena, two studs every game. I don't think he's ever worn a pair of molds since he's been at the club. So like, not worn a pair of molds.
No.
But I've got two left feet there.
Yeah, got to sort that out, mate.
Well, yeah, got to sort that out. So, so
you get start to get a feel of what type of boots they're going to want.
If they want studs changing, we can change the studs for them, no problem.
This is based around weather, right?
Yeah.
Because the pitches are all pretty much the same now, aren't they?
The pitches nowadays are a lot better than 15, 20 years ago. When the boys coming off the training pitch, there'll hardly be any mud on the boots.
So what happens then when you're coming to do your job and then West Ham draw against a National League team away from home in the FA Cup and it's going to be a mud bath? What do you do then?
Same as preparation as it is for every game. You can ask the players if they want to change their studs, but most of them nowadays are quite happy with the footwear they wear.
They just get on with it.
They just get on with it. I was just trying to find some inner soles. So each player has got, not each player, but some players have inner soles made to their feet. This is Mikel's peg. He has a pair of inner soles. I'd say there's about six or seven of them in there.
So got a bit of extra cushioning on
just
them?
Just an extra cushion issue. Like just a little bit of protection for him. Right, and he's like the medical boys prescribe. I'll get a text from the medical boys or talk to the head of medical.
Yeah.
And he'll tell me which players have got orthotics in, but most of them.
And you've got some boot stretchers over there.
Boot stretchers, yeah.
So I'm confused as to how the boot stretchers will actually work, because a lot of this material feels like it's you can't really stretch it.
These ones
just split, won't they?
No, these ones here are Winston Reed's.
Okay. Oh, he's got big feet.
Yeah, he has.
And massive.
Obviously Winston, every boot that he comes in, they all stretch now.
To make it wider. He's got wide feet.
Yeah, just makes it a little bit easier. And he's tried them on three or four times, trained them twice, or two or three times. And he's quite happy with them. But it'll just be, until he's worn them in happily, then they'll just stay on there.
How long do I have to stay on there for?
They'll come off tomorrow morning before he trains. And then they'll go in. You might want them in the boot steamer. We've got a boot steamer here. This is just a little one that travels with us.
Yeah, we were talking about earlier.
So we'll heat it up. Boots will go in there. It just softens them really.
Does it make them warm as well for a cold day?
Yeah.
People like that?
Some do, some don't.
Yeah.
But it just makes them a lot softer for when.
All right, and amongst all these boots, over on this peg over here, you've got some old school looking, like proper black leather Umbro boots.
Yeah, that's the coaching section.
So these are the older fellas, right?
Yeah.
So they like to wear, these Specialis or something?
Specialis, which is like our Umbro brand.
So this is the coach's corner?
Yeah, coach's corner.
But they just wear...
They're just like a plain black
boots. I suppose I don't need to be wearing the bike.
Slavin used to wear white Specialis when he was here.
Did he really?
Yeah, he used to wear the white ones.
What would you say then, overall, showing me all this detail and everything you need to be across, and it's quite an involved job, what do you think a good kit manager needs to be good at to make the best of
this job? Just got to be organised. Organisation is
key. You'd say you're one of the most organised blokes you know?
No.
You're quite self-deprecating, but you must be very, very...
Probably compared to a normal job, you're always thinking about what you can do to make your week easier.
Do you sometimes wake up in the middle of the night and go, shit, I better make sure I get that done?
Sometimes, yeah, you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
More or less if you feel like we're travelling to a game and you think, right, is that there? Is that there? You've got everything he needs. Obviously we've got checklists and tick lists and whatnot, but it's just a case of making sure everything's there. And
you've got to be pretty good under pressure, pretty relaxed as well, because you've got a lot of people asking you for lots of different things all the time.
Try to be. The worst one is when, simple as it stands, is like a player's lace will come out of its eyelid or something right close to kickoff.
Yeah.
Obviously, Deck has an extra eyelid put in because he just prefers that to go over the boot rather than under the lace. Adidas put an extra one in for him.
Yeah.
Sometimes, obviously, when he cuts the laces, that can sometimes Fredle back out in a rush.
Yeah.
So it's just a case of like making sure it's...
You're all about the detail in the organisation.
Try to be.
All these shin pads here, is there like a limit on how small they can be?
No, it's player's preference again.
But surely like under the laws of the game, they have to be a certain size.
They get checked before they go out by the fourth, but they saw what each player likes.
Because they're all really small.
Yeah, they're all... From when... These are probably the biggest one we have, which are Carlos Sanchez's.
La Roca.
Yeah. Jazz on his boots.
Yeah.
So they're probably the biggest ones we have. Zabas are quite a good...
They don't ever want to be changing those, do they?
Nah.
They don't have like 100 different pairs of these like they have boots.
I carry spares with us just in the tins over here.
There's a lot of big tins, a lot of kit in here.
Yeah.
As you'd probably expect.
Yeah. Obviously.
Do you have anywhere you can go and sit down and have a cup of tea? Oh, there you go. You've got a little desk here with a laptop.
A laptop. A picture of Winston Reid to get me through a day.
Is he your favourite?
No, I just get on really well with Winston. Don't have favourites in here.
It's because he's a New Zealander, right? They're all really easy going.
He is, Winston. He's good as gold.
Yeah.
So this is next score. Shirt's ready for.
Oh right, great.
Weekend.
How you doing? All right. This is this. There's a lot of shirts in here, Jamie.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you got a lot to get through. All the other ones you've already done.
You right, mate? Yeah. Always replacing them every week after games and stuff. Definitely poppy.
Oh, of course, you got the poppy thing coming up. Yeah. So you're literally just affixing like little badges and stuff onto shirts.
Yeah.
God, so much that goes on behind the scenes, eh?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Good luck with it.
Obviously, these are the boot steamers I'm saying to you about.
So, are these designed just to be boot steamers?
Yeah. Yeah, we've come across these when we went on pre-season in Seattle. So, the lad who runs the company works for Seattle Sanders.
Oh, okay, right.
He's the physio, and he goes, I put one in there, and obviously, he'd been emailing me previously.
Yeah.
I've got to hide that.
Really?
As soon as the boys see it,
Jane, talk to me about what this is. Describe this to me.
Yeah, Darren Randolph. I think he must have got mislaid when he wrote that.
To the best kit man, best wishes, Darren Randolph.
It's probably to Andy or Pete.
It's not.
So this is our launch. Obviously, we're back onto the changing room here.
That's the training ground changing room, yeah.
So we've got two washers, two dryers.
Yeah.
So everything comes in here, gets turned around. And obviously, here we keep spare stock.
All the towels, everything for people to get.
Inside the towels is like another set of kit for the players.
And they've all got their numbers on them.
All got numbers on, even down to sloggies, cycling shorts.
Right.
Base layers, and that's the staff.
Now you are a busy, busy boy.
Well, across the three of us, we try to be.
And there's a gym in here.
Yeah, it's gym and there's another gym down the end.
You're always in the gym, are you? Pumping.
Rest day today.
Yeah, is that right? Yeah, that's what I always say, yeah. Nice one. Why do they have the grass? Why have they got fake grass in the corridor here?
Because they used to use it for their rehabbing.
Oh, good point. Okay, right.
Not so much there.
Makes sense.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.